Welcome to the holiday edition of Still Talking Uncut. I'm your host, Big Easy, joined by co-host, Uncle Joey, also joined by Old Sturge, Mr. Matt LeMasters himself. Welcome to the show, people. Welcome to the show. You see,
Thank you, sir. We're festive.
I got my holiday hat on. And yes, this is a it's a chair cover because it's the only thing I could get big enough that fit my head. It is what it is. Mr. Master Distiller Sean Rigsby will be joining us whenever. He's the only dude I know that says, I got a show at 9 o'clock. It's 8:30. Let's run to Walmart real fast. And he does his shit on purpose just to see.
Oh, you know he does.
You know, you're like, oh, wait, I bet I could do it. But he always races, but he never wins. And never beats the clock. But
nope.
Anyways, you know, I know we've been coming at you on Wednesdays, but, you know, this Wednesday's Christmas, so we hope everybody has a great Christmas.
Absolutely. You know? Yes. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Man, damn, I didn't turn on Monday Night Football when I sat down. What's wrong with me? I usually always turn it on. But so, anyways, you know, we figured we'd just shoot the shit and talk a little bit about, you know, holiday drinks, you know, and we'll get there. But to start, you know, me and Uncle Joey went down and saw old Pap a couple weeks ago, old Chris Lewis down at Pap's Hilltop. And so Uncle Joey picked up some eggnog. I didn't get to try it. So hopefully he has a little bit left Saturday and he comes bowling, but I think he's got to work. So
I bring it tomorrow.
My man, I forgot about that. But I was down there and old Chris Lewis got the new he's got a new hot honey rum that he could put out with. And I picked this jar up for Matt LeMasters because I thought he was coming to the show Friday. Then I thought he was coming to the birthday party Saturday. So, and he didn't show up to either one. So
yeah. Matt, I pulled a Rigsby.
He did. And there can only be one Rigsby in the group, dude. There ain't room for two. So, Matt, I'm cracking open your bottle.
Well, we want a review.
Ooh, that sound. I've already tried it.
Yeah. I'm kind of excited after being down there and talking with Chris, and I think he's going to change up a few things, and I think that bottle is only going to get better.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely going to get better. We definitely we had some, you know, it's real cool when you go down and you're sitting there and you're talking to Chris. He is as open to listen to what you have to say or yeah. as you are to listening to what he has to say. You know, it is like shooting the shit in the woods with a fellow shiner when you're sitting down there with Chris Lewis at Pat's. You know, I mean, it is the only difference is you're in a legal business, you know?
Yeah. Well, no, let's be honest. You're kind of downplaying your knowledge, I think, a little bit. I sat there as a fairly new beginner and learner in this field. And, you know, listening just the two of you talk, you've got quite a bit of knowledge you can share also with somebody like Mr. Lewis. And I think he took a little bit of your knowledge. And that's cool to sit back and watch where, you know, me and you roll down there to take a visit. And then the owner of the business is taking some advice and possibly helping a product that he's got on his shelf. So to me, it's all about the love and the respect that you guys all have for each other.
Well, you know, it's just all got knowledge gain that I've gained throughout the years of just reading, watching, listening, talking. You know, I've learned so much just running this podcast. Like the amount of knowledge I've gained just running this podcast is insane. And so, you know, and it makes me feel great that that knowledge is there for the next person watching. Like, you know, and it's just like anything else. If you can impart one piece of knowledge or you can help one person learn one thing each show, then you did your job.
Yep. Well, even our little group message, I learned things from our group message. So it's just amazing the knowledge that's out there and the little ins and outs and little different things that each and everybody has tried and done, failed, succeeded, whatever. But there's just so much knowledge out there to take in.
It can never think you know it all. never think you know it all. And, you know, I don't see myself as really knowing much. I know a little bit about everything, and you know, I've never mastered anything, but I just like my favorite part about it is the you're just sitting there spitballing, you know, you're just talking what ifs and this and that, and a lot of great things come from just those little what if sessions, like, you know, like, oh, well, what if you did this instead of that, or have you tried this? And then, you know, somebody's always like, hey, man, I never thought about that. I didn't think about doing it like that. Even though, you know, it's nothing ego-ish or being like, oh, I'm smarter than you because you didn't think of this. It's just, you know, you don't think of everything all the time. Nope. You know, and hindsight's 20/20 always. So,
oh, it's always better to put more brains.
Yeah, it is. How you doing, Mr. Chris Elliott? Bean in the house.
Bean.
If you need recipes, check out my TikTok page or go to look up Fibula Moonshine on YouTube. Ain't no recipes here. We just talking shit. But anyways, so he uses his honey. Anything you get with him, this guy has honey in it. He uses, it's real sweet and honey forward. I don't get a lot of rum out of this run. And the heat is there late, and I think it sticks around on your lips. So something like this, just like anything else, the more you sip, the sweeter it'll be and the hotter it'll get.
So it's a hot pepper.
Yeah, they use it. Do you remember what type of pepper he said they use?
Man, right offhand, I do not. Was it a red pepper?
It's some type of red pepper. So,
okay.
This motherfucker.
We'll get there, Chris. Man, can't please everybody. We got to ease into it. But, and so I'm intrigued to see his new run when he does it again. He's going to do it again a different way. He's got a little different type of molasses to use. See how he likes it. And so
I'm not here talking about, but why would they use molasses?
Hey, because they're making a rum.
Who the fuck would want to do that? You up? Prohibition?
Oh, Mr. Lewis with his hot honey rum. Had you been home when we got back, you'd have got to try it. But, of course, when you tell Sean you're coming over, he leaves. I just take a nap and let you knock on the door. He leaves. And so, you know, I picked him up a jar of corn liquor when I was down there. I picked him up a jar of corn liquor. And on the way back, like, hey, you going to be home? Yeah. And then 20 minutes for you out. Oh, I had to make a run somewhere. Like I said, only motherfucker I know that's got something going on at 9 and thinks he can run down to the lumber yard at 8:45 and make it back. only dude I know. Well, he's a piece of shit, but we accept him.
Speaking of Pabst Corn Liquor, that's kind of what I'm sipping on right now.
I'm with Sherry.
Turn
that hat around, Uncle
Jelly. Turn that hat around, Uncle Jelly.
Let's see that OH on the backside, baby. Oh man, that's for all you Tennessee fellers. That's for all the Tennessee
fellers. And Michigan fellers too.
That's for one person and one person only. God rest her soul, my mama.
Hey, we love your mama.
Pride.
That's right.
Proud man right there.
It looks good on you. Not as good as that dress looked on SoCal, but it looks good on you.
Right. Did you say stripe? Never mind.
So what are y'all drinking on tonight? Did I miss that too?
Then what are you drinking on?
We ain't been around that one yet.
Show us that cracked open Busch Light apple while you're driving down the road, Sean. Oh, hiding it in the big gulp cup.
It's disguised.
Drinking a big gulp.
That's big gulp, I bet. You know, big gulp of Busch Light apple. That's professionalism right there, right in the cup. Sean can't put down the cup.
Professionalism would be putting an extra tank under the hood, filling that motherfucker up, and using it as my fucking shot filler, like old Steve.
Why do that when you can just put a 6-gallon glass carboy in the passenger seat and strap it in like a baby?
That works too.
You got a point.
Put a straw in.
Man, I walked in old son's last night. He's like, God damn, how much? I'm like, you, what do you mean? You knew how much you were getting. He used about a quarter of it last night. I said, well, good. Now you got more.
He won't be asking for a while. He'd be shit. He probably drank all that by no wonder he didn't make it to work or went to work late.
He polished off 3 gallons.
It was funny, man, because we were sitting there and Tiffany kept, she was dumping it in, mixing it up, handing us both one. What do y'all think? And he's like, I don't know. Something's missing. And then she's like, well, I put everything in it but the whipped vodka. And I'm like, that's what it is.
Hey, you know, I like the whipped vodka, especially like, so, you know, while we're talking about it, I think the whipped vodka goes real well in like cobblers. Like I do a blueberry cobbler. Who you guys got to try?
A la carte style.
A la carte style. A la mode.
We love you, Phil. We love you, Phil.
How you doing, Jason Davis? Look, if you haven't ever watched the apple pie video, you got to go watch it. Go to YouTube.
It's comedy. Type in
apple pie. It is awesome. We argue about a la carte and a la mode, and it is.
Are you and Phil?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's a small comedy skit. You're learning how to make apple pie, but you get comedy because and Phil is just raw, man. That's just Phil. That's just, you know.
And I'm over there like, you dumb motherfucker.
Yeah.
it's definitely one of, I tell you, man, my three top videos for the comedy that we've done would have to be the nuclear agent video with the microwave. If you haven't seen that, you got to go watch the nuclear agent video. The Uncle Jesse Sipple Sour Mash. I got blasted at the end of that video. I'm just hammering shit off the shelf.
Why'd you wait?
Do what?
Well, oh, you said you were blasted by the end of the video?
Well, the whole video, I'm just off the shelf, one right after another. And then the apple pie video was awesome. The meat video.
The apple pie video about the, had the B segment in it, too. No.
It might have had a small B segment, but if you want to see the whole B segment, you got to go watch the Mead video.
Oh,
where we make Bumble shine. That one's off the wall. That's probably what got a shadow ban.
But that fucking that Bumble shine there, that honey, whatever that was, 150 proof. That was the best 150 proof liquor I've ever had.
I did a honey run, all honey, and I had a jar of 150 proof and. Sean came over and I said, try this. And dude, it was like fucking, dude, it was so smooth. Honey, it was honey. It was smooth. It wasn't hot. And then I was like, well, it's 150. I can't leave it here. And I knocked it down to 100 proof and it just wasn't the same liquor, man. It wasn't hotter. But like all the honey was gone. It just wasn't the same. I was sad about it. It didn't turn out the same.
Does it take a lot of honey to make to ferment out? Does it take quite a bit?
3 pounds per 1 gallon of water will give you about a 10.080, which is about a 10% starting potential.
So, and damn, 3 pounds. So, yeah.
3 pounds. You figure when you go to the store, they say those little 32-ounce bottles. Like you go to Costco or Sam's Club. And I want to say that one 32-ounce bottle is just over a pound or maybe 2 pounds, somewhere in there. Maybe just over a pound. I'm not really sure how it ratios out. But I know it takes 3 pounds. Three pounds in a gallon. How do
you remember all this stuff?
And I don't know. But I can't remember you when I'm like, hey, I got to – hey. And then I forget, like, I forgot, man. I'll be back.
My name, but you'll remember that.
What'd you have for dinner tonight? Hold up.
That was, you know how long ago that was? But anyways,
how many rips ago that was?
But back
to the cobblers. I like using that whipped cream vodka. I like it in the apple pie because, you know, to me a pie is good. Vanilla ice cream, vanilla whipped cream, kind of the same thing in my mind. So anytime I do a cobbler or apple pie, then I'm going to put a little bit of whipped cream vodka. And it goes a long way. You put too much in it, and you're going to notice it's all you're going to taste. So if you do use it, just use a real little bit. I had a jar of that blueberry cobbler I made last year that you guys tried at the party, and I swear it tastes like coconuts now from where it sat for a year. Anybody wants to know, hey, how long is liquor good for? It's good till it makes you sick.
And then it's still good. Throw it in the pot and rerun it.
That's right.
So what's y'all's favorite Christmas drink? Or holiday drink?
Go ahead, Uncle Joey. Are you do you like the egg? Are you like eggnog? Are you a sipping cream feller?
Man, if I'm going to drink, I like the eggnog. And, you know, I'll put a little bit of, you can't put a lot of bourbon in eggnog because it'll overbear it. But, man, I'll put a little bit of bourbon in some eggnog.
The eggnog you got from Pabst, what proof was that? Was that liquor or was that just eggnog?
No, it's liquor. It's like
I figured I had liquor.
I mean, it's like man, I got my it's low proof. It's not
probably around 20.
Yeah,
probably around 20 proof.
Yeah, I tell you what, I mixed a glass of regular eggnog in that half and half, and it was pretty strong. So you don't need quite half and half to make a good drink. You probably put two or three shots in your little glass of eggnog, and it do you right.
Yeah, I remember when I was a kid, you know, parents would get that, just a thing of eggnog and then a thing of some swell-ass cheap bourbon, and they would get blasted.
So do, man, you guys, you know, like it? Do you guys like the cinnamon eggnog or the normal?
I like it with cinnamon. I'm a cinnamon. You can put cinnamon in anything.
Yep.
Man, I think some of that Noble's banana brandy would be good in some eggnog after mixing that with some apple pie, and the way the apple pie brought it out, I think that banana brandy and some eggnog would be good.
That's right. We were sitting here, and I was like, Uncle Joey's like, I got eggnog and apple pie. I was like, mix them.
All that banana mix brandy, them. Yeah.
Always mix. You never know, you know what I'm saying? You got two, you might as well mix them.
Man, it turned out delicious. I mixed it up and shook it, took a drink and looked at it. I was like, son of a bitch. I was like, that was good.
That so that peach cobbler that you originally tried, I'm pretty sure it's got a little whipped cream vodka in it.
Nice.
I remember that might have been like the third thing I handed Uncle Joey the first time I met him when I in the basement. Come over to the basement with some old, you know, I didn't know if they was gonna jam me in a hole. There was like six of these dudes down there. Had a weird vibe, you know. If you watch the show, you know, what's up, Big Chuck?
Chuck,
how you doing, brother?
What's up, Chuck?
Hey,
I need a signature, motherfucker.
No, Sean wants a signature. Hey, do you want to jump on with
us? I'll sell you one.
I bet you would. I'm going to promote some seasonings. I just don't know who made them or where I got them.
I'm dragging Sean down to the Ozark Music Festival next year. He don't know it yet, yes. But I'm dragging his ass there.
Hey, Chuck, thanks for the seasonings. They make great Christmas presents.
Hey, Chuck, I'm coming next time, so...
I'm bringing the lineup, man. I'm bringing the lineup.
We'll have the party bus.
Sean ain't even seen Winona yet.
Huh?
I said Sean ain't even seen Winona yet.
No, not yet.
Hell, it took him 4 months to get his seasonings. I told him when I got those seasonings for Sean, I was like, hey, man, don't worry. It's going to be 3 or 4 months before he gets these things. And we laughed, and I'll be damned if it wasn't over 4 months before I gave Sean his season. It's like, here.
Well, I figure we can't let Sturge be the only one with 4 months in anything. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I'm asking the same thing, man. I'm waiting on it to grow back. Hey, I'm real glad it's real dark.
Yeah.
He said, who's this slick-faced gentleman named Sean? That's Master Distiller Sean.
That's the only thing I got.
That's all he's got. Grow the beard back for the sake of the community.
It gets announced once in a while.
Yeah, tell me about it.
What do you like sipping creams? Have you tried any sipping creams that you do like, or have you not tried any sipping creams?
Me personally, whoever. The only sipping creams I've tried are the ones I've made off of yours and Philbilly's recipes, taking moonshine and making my own homemade. The ones I buy at the store, I haven't found too many of them that I truly like. Now, there's not saying that they're not good. I just don't truly like them.
I tell you, the only one that I've tried I liked is the banana sipping cream.
From not Sugarland, the other one, Old Smoky.
Old Smoky. Yep, I was gonna say the Old Smoky's banana sipping cream is so much better than the Sugarland's. It's thinner. It's got more flavor to it. I like it a lot better.
Hey, old Chris does a hell of a job with this eggnog.
Yeah, I can't wait to try it tomorrow. Try not to finish it before you come
over. I'm
gonna
take one more sip and I'm gonna put it down.
For now,
what are y'all doing tomorrow? Put it down.
That's what you're gonna do.
What are y'all doing?
I'm hoping
Uncle Joey's stopping by.
Yep, oh, okay. I gotta go pick up some corn somewhere tomorrow.
Nice
corn sugar yeast.
So, to get back to the sipping cream you was talking about, I've discovered there's two simple ways to make it. You see, Philbilly came out with the
right way and the wrong way.
using the what was it, pudding mixes.
I know the pudding wrong way.
And they work really well. It's definitely a wide broad of flavors you can get with them. The thing I didn't like about the pudding mix is that it gets too thick, especially when it sits in the fridge. It's too thick for me. And so I like to make my sipping creams using the sweetened condensed milk and heavy whipping cream.
Man.
And that's pretty much all I use. And then as far as your flavors go, you know, make it's your choice. You know, make your choice. I have found that the Hershey syrups, they mix really well.
Like the chocolate, you mean? And the strawberry?
The strawberry,
the caramel. Yes. I did a whole series, all three of those, making sipping creams with them last year. So now, once it's a year later, they're popping back up on my feed. And I'm like, here you go again. Make sipping creams.
Hell yeah.
I used this recipe and made a Girl Scout cookie. Used the dark chocolate and a little bit of that peppermint extract. Dude, I'm telling you, that shit turned out amazing.
Hey, you know what? Once you got a solid base,
yeah,
as far as the flavoring goes, it's whatever you can imagine. You're like, oh, if you taste it and it's good, you can add it to that. And you know, it's festive. It's that time of year. But, you know, when it comes down to it, give me a jar of clear liquor. No matter what that's time right. of year it is, you know.
Some brandy.
But, yeah, you know, give me a nice apple brandy or a peach brandy or a banana brandy.
Hey.
Joe.
Six-time raspberry.
Take Butterfingers, crush them up real fine. Cook them in your, cook them in with your sweetened condensed milk and your heavy whipping cream. And then run it through like a brew bag, strain all those chunks of Butterfinger out of there. Then add your water and your liquor. It'll be fantastic. And if you like chewing, you're like some people like the mouthfeel of it being chunky, you know, certain things.
Wrong podcast, buddy.
We're not going there, but you know what I'm saying. Like some people don't mind it. You can even not strain it or strain it through a really thick, something real big. But so when I do my own banana sipping cream, I cook my bananas in it and I mash them and then I strain them out through a brew bag. So don't be afraid to use your fruit in your sipping cream. Just strain it out. Just make sure you strain it. And then as you know, when it's in that straining bag, you're trying to get it to strain, take your water and dump it on there and like flush it out through that brew bag. That way
flush through as you can. Yeah.
Yeah. You're thinning it out and you're using your water to, you're using that water to clean out your bag and get everything to go through. Uncle Dum Dum made it on the show.
Speaking of, you were talking about White Lightning high proof. I didn't know if Uncle Dum Dum's high proof jar is considered a White Lightning or what is a White Lightning?
Clear liquor, man. Clear corn liquor.
That was what I was going to ask you. What is there a specific proof? Is it just clear liquor?
You know, it's just clear high proof moonshine. It's just moonshine.
I got this from Sean when he went down for his release.
That's a grain liquor, you know. It's White Lightning.
Yeah.
Some people, I wanted 120 proof. I only drink it when it's 150. Like, go ahead, man. That's what you like. Do you, buddy?
So I've been fighting a head cold all week. I just had me a shot of that before we came on.
Clear you up.
And I hated to crack this jar open, but I had to try it. So I have cracked it and tried it. And it's a smooth drink of liquor, that's for sure.
Yeah, you could definitely, it's high proof. You know it's high proof when you crack that bad dude open. So
But it's smooth for that high.
You know what? Makes me one more crack it and have another.
You might as well get you a little glass and mix it with some eggnog.
There you go.
I've got some regular eggnog upstairs.
You got some right in front of you.
I got that sipping cream. Yeah. Well, yeah, you can smell it.
Party. I like it.
Yeah, that is good stuff.
How you doing, Philip?
Oh, yeah.
How you doing? So what's your holiday go-to drink there, Matt?
Usually when it gets cold, I turn to bourbons and just sip and enjoy the heat.
Are you a warm bourbon? You like it out of the fridge or you over the ice?
Normally warm.
Just straight warm.
Yeah.
It's an old man shit, man.
Yeah. And I hate to say it, but
Merry Christmas.
Fondness for that Wilderness Trail.
How you doing, North Carolina, Scott? Are you talking about from, what's that?
From Pat's?
Yeah. You know, I'm terrible with names.
Man, that stuff's good.
That Wilderness Trail Distillery, right?
Yeah.
I haven't got to try that yet.
So I got a question. I've seen a couple guys on some of these shine pages talk about a Christmas shine with different fruits. Do you have or do you know of a Christmas shine recipe?
I mean,
cranberries and oranges, I think I saw. You know what I mean? Like, there were different
Seasonal types. I think it was
cherries, cranberries, oranges.
I made fruitcakes.
There you go.
Gears are going now.
Well, you know, it's just like, they're looking for seasonal, you know, like whatever's in season. So in the wintertime, certain fruits aren't really in season. So you're seeing the cranberries and, you know, you can still get oranges and because they come in real late down south or all year, really. But so, you know, when they're saying Christmas shine, it's like when you think of Christmas, what fruits do you think of?
Right.
And, and, you know, anytime you get to using them citrus fruits, you know, you got to make sure you balance that pH at the beginning. Because if you don't balance that pH at the beginning, it's already going to be acidic when you start. And as you ferment, your pH drops because, you know, essentially you're on your way to making vinegar. and so just make sure when you're using acidic fruits or anything acidic to start with, like real acidic, then you want to balance that pH and you might look into using a stronger strain of yeast, you know, something that could tolerate that pH and that citrus, like
a whole lot of baking soda.
Well, I would, and you could dump about 4 or 5 boxes of baking soda in there if you want, or you could just go on ahead and get this stuff called pH 5.2 that it takes a little scoopful of it. That's what I recommend. I only recommend putting the baking soda in if it's in a carboy in a 5-gallon container, and make sure you dump all of it at once.
All of it.
All of it at once.
All of it once. Don't do it the logical way and put it just a little bit in at a time. Just make sure you dump the whole box in there. All at
once. Shotgun it all right.
Yeah. Yeah. How you going to know what happens unless you do?
That's hilarious. My
first deal with baking soda was, you know, tap, 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 little bit at a time, tap, 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 little bit at a time, and then that big chunk that gets stuck in there just come rolling down slowly and it hit in there. And then you're like, oh, it'll be all right. And then it's like, and you're like, oh, what's happening? What's happening? Like, oh, I skipped this day of science class. I was in the principal's office.
Oh.
And then it starts flowing over, and you're like, oh, my God, no. Oh,
dude. We used to do that as a kid. We'd get out in the mud and make the volcanoes, put the vinegar and baking soda in, watch it explode.
Now, we used to just put them in two-liter bottles. And
so the first time I dealt that, I knew what was going on.
And so, like, and it's overflowing, oh, and it won't stop. And I'm like, well, maybe if I get the mixer and I knock some of the air bubbles off. So I grabbed a mixer and I hit that. A public service announcement: do not introduce more air than it's already produced. Yeah. It's just going to be worse.
It erupted.
You know, I didn't know. Nobody ever told me. I was just, you know, I was trying to figure shit out, and nobody told me anything. I didn't have nobody to ask, you know. And so I got what I deserved, and it's a funny story. And it was just that big chunk just rolled out ever so slowly. So now if I have to use it, I use a spoon and I scoop it in there.
At a time. Sprinkle with a spoon.
Yep. Hey, man. That big chunk just goes rolling out, dude. It gets you, and you're going to hate yourself.
Hey, but you know what? That right there, it's another a moment that just say one day you would sit down and write a book on certain things, and that's something that you would be very particular about. You know
what I mean? It is. Yeah. Anything that causes you a headache or a pain,
yeah,
you're right. You're going to be real particular about that. And just because you're like, oh, shit, I'm stupid. I'm stupid. I wish I had that on video.
Yep.
Speaking on video, old Phil Billy was making a bourbon video. I don't know if you've seen it. Well, when he was doing it, he didn't close the tap. And he dumped like 8 gallons in his little 4 or 5 gallon barrel before he realized that he was just loose dripping. Run like 6 minutes. I think Wes watched the video. Like 6 minutes, he's just got liquor pouring onto the floor, and he didn't know. Shit. My man, check him. Another public service announcement: make sure your valves are closed before you fill your stills, your barrels, or anything. Make sure your valves are closed.
Give me your details. Checking things don't make good stories.
No, it doesn't at all. At all. So, if you haven't made the Candy Cane Moonshine yet, get it done.
Yep.
Holy What's shit. That?
What's I'm up? I'm an advocate for his Candy Cane Shine. Whichever way.
Put your hat back on. You look like Zorg.
I ain't got one.
Melt them candy canes down in a pan of water and roll with it.
Freaking now, Grinch.
You could do that same thing and make a candy cane sipping cream, Uncle Joey.
Ooh, and I have everything upstairs to make sipping cream. I mean, everything. I've got that. Yeah, so that might happen.
Chris got that reference. If you're old, you got the reference. Fifth Element reference, in case you're not sure. Old Zorg. But so yeah, just use some of your water that you're going to use at the end to add your alcohol.
Yeah,
and cook your candy canes down. Or realistically, you could probably cook your candy canes down in, well, cook candy canes down in your water, and then add your sweet condensed milk and your heavy whipped cream to that.
Yeah,
and then put everything together at the end. Boom! You got a
splash of that peppermint extract too. Yep. At the end, maybe.
Yep, you got peppermint sipping cream.
Damn. Well, I know what I got plans for tomorrow.
Peppermint sipping cream, baby. Supposed to be decently warm tomorrow in the mid-40s, so.
Yeah.
That'd be all right.
Yeah. Sweatshirt weather.
Might be doors off. You never know.
It's always doors off.
It will be, you know.
Doors off in the barn, that's for sure.
So we're all going bowling Saturday. Hope y'all can make it. I don't know what time you get off work, Uncle Joey.
Or I get off at 6.
You work Sunday?
Yeah, but that don't matter. I go sleepy.
It's a good time, man.
He just shows up. He don't work.
Nope.
fucker.
Sounds like somebody else I know.
What'd I do?
Rocking himself to sleep.
I know. We gotta get Sean a computer chair.
Yeah.
He's about worthless in that recliner.
It ain't the chair.
I was gonna say the same thing. You beat me to it.
I set it up. I was hoping somebody'd knock that down.
Well, no one else. So I'll bring this up.
Sorry, Bean. We're just sharing.
Yeah, we're just sharing.
We're nice right now.
So, what do you like to make at the holidays, Sean? What's your go-to?
Man, I haven't made anything in a long time.
Yeah, I know that's right.
I don't think he's ever made anything. He's done a lot of watching.
I know guys that make more liquor than him.
Me too. Newbies. Fucking rookies.
Man, I don't know. I like apple pie, man.
Yeah, it's that time of year, man.
You know, all holidays, apple pie is amazing.
Well, and, you know, a lot of people use the cider. Generally, I don't. I like to use that concentrate. Just you're because talking
about a clear concentrate?
Yeah, because it's more presentable, in my opinion. You know, I mean, if you see something and it looks like it's not going to taste good, chances are you're not going to drink it.
I take a lot of apple pies come with a lot of floaters.
Yeah, yep.
Oh, yeah.
That and a lot of people, they don't, you know, filter it out. And
I run mine through a filter, and I don't use a whole lot of powdered cinnamon. What I'll do is I'll just macerate extra cinnamon sticks in it overnight. Then that way it pulls all that flavor without all that. Because we know cinnamon is hydrophobic, and it does not like to combine with water.
Right.
You know, it floats on the top. It never wants to combine. It doesn't matter what you do. It's, you know, it's hard to get cinnamon to combine. So,
yeah, but when it does, it'll take over quick.
It does.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. You know, a lot of people don't think about it, but you can actually get the cinnamon flavor like the Turanian shit. So if you're making apple pie, you know, you can just add a little bit of, you know, to it.
My Matt's eyes lit up when you said Turani.
Oh, I know.
Hey, it's good stuff, man. It's sweet, it's powerful. You can't go wrong. Like when you're mixing, you know, and I get a lot of people, you know, they'll comment on the little mixing videos like, that's not moonshine. I was like, that I'm always like, dude, that's lady moonshine. That's lady juice.
Lady juice.
That's lady juice. You know what I'm saying?
Lady juice keeps the fucking bills paid at these distilleries and shit.
You're damn right. Yeah, and I'm like, and that's what people, you can only show people how to make corn liquor so many damn times.
Yep.
And if you show somebody how to make brandy one time, you showed them how to make every fucking type of brandy there is. Like, you could take a peach brandy recipe and just swap the fruit for a different fruit and use the same exact recipe. And so it's like, there's no need, you know, to make 400 fruit videos. You could do it, but damn, it's a lot of work.
Right.
Where you just be like, oh, just go watch that peach brandy, video. And then just swap the peaches for, you know, apples or bananas or whatever, and you know, use your imagination when it comes to your thumper. One of the biggest things, a piece of advice I could give you as a beginner, as a newbie, as a experienced distiller, is don't be afraid to try it in your thumper. You think it might work, you think it might taste good, stick it in there. You know, you don't know what's going to be like till you stick it in.
That's what she said.
And you got to experiment. You know what I'm saying?
Like, in trouble a lot of times.
It got you divorced like 8 times already, Matt. But, you know, don't be afraid to experiment with the thumper, man.
Now, cinnamon, go easy, though.
That's like,
go easy.
How does honey do in a thumper? I got questions about that. I'm a big honey fan. So now I'm intrigued about running some, making. Since I've got a little guy right here making maybe a small batch honey shine.
So if you want it to taste like honey, put your honey in afterwards.
Yeah.
All right.
If you are going to use it in your thumper, it's mainly going to smooth your liquor out and not really give it so much flavor. Mm-hmm. But it's really going to smooth that liquor out by putting it in there. You won't pull too much flavor. I had a master tell me about putting honey in on some type of grain run, and it really smooths it out, and you'll never even know. You never even know that there was honey in it.
Can you use honey in place of sugar? Do you have to figure out the ratio?
Yeah, you can.
It's expensive.
I'm just curious. Like, do corn honey?
You can.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You
can. And it'll definitely be a real nice, smooth product.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a lot of people use dextrose, which is corn sugar, which is a sugar made from corn. And I do other shit to it too, but that's a different show. When people use that corn sugar instead of granulated sugar, because granulated sugar is real refined. It's had air pumped into it. It's super refined. And so that corn sugar will be a lot smoother end product than a granulated sugar.
Yeah.
And then with honey, honey is the greatest sweetener in the world. You know, it's natural. It doesn't mold, doesn't rot, doesn't go bad. You know, it's amazing. It's the most wonderful sweetener known to mankind. And it's made by nature, you know, kind of like sugar cane. They take sugar canes and they just juice them. Or even the bamboo, like we had Alfredo talking about running the bamboo, how he's just juicing it, doing this and that, and you're good to go. You can invert your honey before you ferment it if you want. And if you don't know what inverting is, you're cooking it with citric acid first to break down your chains, to make them easier for your yeast to consume. And so we got it. So while we're here, let's talk about inverting a little bit.
Yeah. Let's give a little Uncle Joey some learning.
So when you have your sugars, you know, most sugars are a multi-chain. They're multi-chains. Usually they're...
He's getting scientific.
No, I'm not getting scientific.
Get it, man. Get it.
Usually your sugars are two chains.
Two chains.
Disaccharides. And so to make these sugars easier to ferment, we break those disaccharides down into monos. You know, we take two chains and we make one chain, because it's a lot easier for your yeast to consume a single chain molecule than trying to break the double chain and all that. So when you take your sugar or your honey, and it's terrible look. When you take your sugar and your honey and you cook it with the citric acid, you're breaking those chains down and you're making that sugar a lot easier for your yeast to eat and turn into alcohol, which, you know, the happier your yeast is, the smoother and the better your end product's going to be.
Now, hold on. Hold your thought. So using honey, would you use a different yeast or the same yeast?
You can use anything you want. Are you keeping some of the honey as wine in the end? Then you would want a nice, solid, flavorful wine yeast. If you're just going to distill it, you know, dealer's choice. I use bread yeast. Big surprise. I just use bread yeast, you know. You can use any. You can use Stady, Lauvin, Kivik, Angel. You can use any type of yeast you want, really.
And that's the thing. Yeah, there's fucking hundreds and thousands of fucking yeast strains out there. You know,
I just didn't know if there was a honey specific yeast.
If you're going to keep it as a wine afterwards, and you want to use something soft, like a 70, like a Lauvin 71B, maybe a BM 4x4, or even the Angel yeast that I recommended Matt get when he said he got a bunch, he scored a bunch of agave.
Yeah, finally came in.
Did it? Nice.
Yeah.
The yeast Matt, of the agave. Did.
And Matt was like, I just got all this agave. And I'm like, bro, use blue yeast. And he's like, if you're telling me to use blue yeast, then I'm going to take your advice, because you don't tell me to use anything.
Right, yeah.
I'm always like, you said that, I'm like, well, hit the brakes.
I'm like, put bread yeast on it. Use bread yeast. Oh, bread yeast. Yeah.
The question is, what are you going to run it in? 22
pounds of that today, too.
He's what was that, Sean? Barrel.
What are you going to run it in, Matt?
I ain't decided yet. I gotta wait till spring.
probably that that
Prohibition Junior.
Oh, Prohibition Junior. That's awesome.
Oh man,
we'll probably break old Keybert in on that one.
Break the old what?
Old Keybert.
The hell's that?
I built him a little helmet for a big
Keybert head for my 50.
For his 50s. Matt got his 50 back. It's all shiny. He ain't got no tri-clamps, right. So he gave them to me. He ain't never getting them motherfuckers back. And Sean said, get his tri-clamps from Sturge. You want tri-clamps, get them from Sturge. He owed me some anyways. So, what a dick.
I mean, Uncle Joey, what's your... what are you really interested in running? I mean, is it honey? Or are you talking like corn liquor?
Well, now y'all just sparked my interest when we start talking about honey. If I could replace corn instead of corn and sugar, could you do corn and honey? That would be an interesting idea for me to maybe run a small, since I'm like to run this little guy here, maybe corn honey. But I mean, just curiosity, man. Just I want to try something different.
And you know, Uncle Joey, that's perfect for doing stuff like that, because you're not going to spend a whole lot to run.
Right.
It. You'll get to see what it does. You're going to learn so much off that little thing that.
But I think from what I've listened, I probably need a not right off the rip, but a jar rig to help infuse and act as a little thumper even with this to maybe make a little even better liquor than what I could make.
Yeah, a little thumper for that will help.
I want to get some runs in as is first.
Well, and if you don't plan on having a thumper, like I've always said, run that shit out.
Yeah.
Collect everything you can, and then just, I mean, some people see it as a waste of time. Some people won't do it any other way. You know, I mean, and rerun that shit.
Let's be for real. You're running that little 3 gallon still. You're going to do a strip and run in an hour.
You know? Right. Hey, that was a little cool little learning session today with that steam out.
Just seeing how it just, you know, you're watching it heat up and all that. And I tell you what,
did the old feel. I was doing the old, you know, feeling up, seeing how my heat was working.
What's your hand look like?
You got blisters? I'm not burned. No.
So you
did
let
you
go.
Get you a pump yet? You got your water pump?
No, I was going to actually go grab one tomorrow.
Harbor Freight.
Harbor Freight.
There's a Harbor Freight right down the road from me if that's convenient for you.
We got one close too. If not, yes. One or the other.
If you want to bring that little feller tomorrow and bring that little feller tomorrow.
All right. I'll load her up. It's clean.
That's cool. You can take a gander at this infected banana blackberry wine I got.
So yeah, talk about that. What the fuck's going on with that? How much you got?
3 gallons. Why do you think I'm giving it to him to run it at 3 gallons still?
We'll run that bitch tomorrow.
So over the summer, they had blackberries on sale up at Myers. It was 50 cents for 6 ounces. And so I was like, hey. And I bought a bunch. And I did some like flavored blackberry. And I decided to do some wine. And it fermented all out, and then I got with old Sweet Tooth Memories, and they wanted to start a wine line. And so I was like, hey, I got some blackberry. It's dry as shit. You know, I'll send it to you. Let's get a Big Easy Blackberry Wine Candy. So there's a Big Easy's Blackberry Wine Candy out now.
I saw that.
And so I had taken some, and I got some out, and I sent it to her. And from where I opened it up, and I was getting, and I dropped a siphon down in it. It got infected, so it's no longer wine. It is now about to be brandy. You got to roll with the times, you know?
Don't wait too long.
That shit will sit forever if it has to. Hey, if you want to know how long a mash can sit, forever. For damn near ever, man. It ain't going to do nothing but clear, especially a brandy. You know, it's just wine.
Now, is that after you rack it off?
Once you move it, or even once you ferment it, you can just let it sit there and clarify forever. Sean, who was the feller that talked about They let stuff go till it's crystal clear.
That'd be Mr. Jerry Benson.
That's what I was going to say. That's what I was thinking. Old Jerry talked about how when he does a mash, he lets that shit sit there. And, you know, I think too many people get into rushing their mash. They want it done. They want to get it done and get it run. Get it done and get it run.
And that's what I was saying, Uncle Joey, earlier. If you ever do, like, if you ever use turbo yeast, make sure you let that shit sit and settle all to the bottom. Because once you, like, just say once it's done fermenting, you won't be able to see through it. But if you let it, if you let that shit sit for two, you know, 3 weeks, whatever, and it will turn to vinegar. But man, that shit will. I mean, you'll be able to look down to the bottom, man. It'll be as clear as water.
Nice.
So you're going to hear this a lot. If you let it sit, it's going to turn to vinegar. It ain't going to turn to vinegar unless you aerate the life out of it.
Shit's got to be introduced to it. It's not.
And you got to add a certain type of enzyme. I don't know what it's called. I always forget.
Leave it to me. I'll fuck it up.
It's some type of acetic enzyme you have to add that gives it, you got to turn shit into vinegar. Now, is it going to be the pH of vinegar? Yes, because that's what it is. You fermented it down. It's wine. It's the same pH. You throw a pH on there at the end, it's going to be 3. Mm-hmm. You know, it's what it's going to be. That's what happens. Your pH drops as you ferment.
Yeah.
And so it is going to be that. And it's going to have that fermented vinegary smell to it because it's the same process. You have to ferment to make vinegar. You have to ferment to make alcohol. So expect to have some stank. And it's going to be some stank to it.
And that brings up another topic. You know, you're talking about how the more it ferments, essentially it drops the pH. Well, sometimes, depending on what you're doing, that's where you want to buffer that right off the bat. That way it's high enough so as it ferments, it doesn't drop too far down and stall.
So, airlock or open ferment?
Dealer's choice.
No, I want to know what's
open.
Open for me.
So, you know, you kind of think about it like this, man. When you're open fermenting, you're allowing nature into your mash. So you're not really controlling your flavor of what's going into the mash 100%. You know, you're letting natural yeast, natural smells. Hell, I had a feller message me. He's like, hey, man, a squirrel got in my bin. And jumped in my mash, ate up a bunch of my mash off the top, climbed out, and he's like, you know, there's bits of fur and stuff in there. He's like, what do I do? And I'm like, let that shit keep fermenting and strain it and run it.
Yeah.
He's like, are you serious? Like, hell yeah, man. I'm like, hell yeah, it'll be all right. And he did it. He ran. He's like, that came out just fine. Dude, you're distilling it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You're not like, would I have drank that as a wine? No, you know, it had squirrel balls in it. I want to drink squirrel balls.
But so you know, do you put a lid on it at all loose or just leave it completely open?
I set something on top over top of it. Yeah, I'll just
all right,
set
that's
something.
What I was wondering.
And that's mainly to stop me from dropping shit in it, because like I'll drop shit in it and be like, damn, that's all waiting to, like, you know, Sean will drop his phone in it if
John's
it's around
phone.
And so, you know, you just, it's more for precautions that, and once you got a lid on it, it's a table. Now you could set shit on.
Well, and it does keep things out of it. You know, I mean,
yeah, it does, you know,
fucking cats, whatever.
It'll keep most of your big bugs, like your bees and stuff will be able to get in. Yeah. Bennett said you can put a trash bag over it. Mm-hmm. Like, you could cover it. You could leave it open. You could put an airlock on it. Like I said, if you're doing a fine brandy and you're wanting to keep some of the wine, and you're using a nice yeast, and you want to keep some of the wine, then yeah, you have to airlock that up. Make sure everything's sanitized, because one little thing not sanitized is going to wind up infected.
Exactly, and you want what's in it to get out, but you don't want what's out to get in it.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's got to breathe. And don't ever seal it off. If you seal it off, then be prepared to get spilled in your face. Hey, it will spray you.
Again,
it will spray the shit out of you.
Wrong podcast, bro. Wrong.
We're talking real podcasts here.
My bad.
If you accidentally have a lid and you put your lid on your container, it will build pressure until it explodes out of it. And if you take that lid off, it'll just spray shit everywhere. You're literally making like a 2-liter bomb, you know, with just the pressure.
Hey, kind of a random story. A guy that I went to high school with was a really good golfer, opening a bottle of champagne on New Year's Eve. Took a cork to the eye, lost an eye, ruined his high school and college golf career.
That's crazy, man. Just no the pressure.
Shit. Yep.
Pressure. You know, it's pressure. Just, we talk about back pressure all the time. We're talking about stills because that's what's dangerous in your stills, back pressure. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's always great to make sure everything is clean.
Man, I'm not going to lie. Flowy. I'm not going to lie. I got to a point today. I didn't see no steam coming out of that. And I forgot the temperature that water turns to steam. And I had to ask Alexa, man. I was nervous because I was afraid that bitch was going to pop for a minute. And then I was good.
And that's another thing too, man. I can't remember if that one has a thermometer on it, but
yes, it does.
Okay. So don't stare at that motherfucker. Use that as a reference.
I just watched it climb.
Well, you know, you'll get on Facebook and a lot of people be like, okay, well, it does that. You'll get this at 140. You'll get that at 173, you know? And I mean, all stills run different depending on where you're at. Fucking,
hell, those thermometers are different.
Oh, yeah, they're not perfectly fucking calibrated.
Yeah. You know? I just was curious. I didn't have no steam yet.
Yep.
I thought water boiled over the 221. I was like, this motherfucker ain't boiled yet. I said, and then I figured it out. We're good.
If all else fails, turn it up.
Right.
Well, I maxed that out. I cranked that.
That's what you should have done. Boiled the whole time. And when you're heating it up, you should do the same thing. Like when you should do that, and when, once it starts coming out of the end, turn it down.
Yep.
Now, if you got Brandy,
they're never calibrated right. They're just references.
Now, if you got Brandy in there, ease it up a little bit, man.
Yeah, you're running a nice little Brandy. You don't bring it up too fast, but
you gotta treat it right.
You know, one of the things I recommend you do is before you use it, rinse it out, because if you can rinse water through it, you know there's nothing in it that could be clogged. I always rinse water through my shit before I use it, mainly to get the dust and shit out. Not Sean. Sean just fire that shit up, and he's like, "Hands are cleaning out."
No. Hey, no, I will. I will tell you, man. He did tell me today. He said, "Man, do me a favor. Make sure you can blow air through all them pieces." So I made sure.
I've had stink bugs in jars flipping around before.
Well, that's it. You know, if you're using something that's like 5/8, you know, I mean, it's small, so it don't take a whole lot. But, you know, if you got something, you're talking an inch or bigger.
Yep.
That's a little different. But still, it's always good practice to run something through it or at least blow air or something.
Yeah, I mean, every feller you talk to is like, oh, I shot a raisin or I shot a grape and I didn't know. And so I don't use whole fruit in my thumper.
Nope.
It's extract or I'll puree that shit. I won't use whole fruit because I'm too worried about it.
Yeah, then blueberries will fucking kill you.
Yeah. Blueberries, raisins, blackberries, cranberries, you know, raspberry, anything. Chunks, man. That's what you got to worry about is chunks. You can't see what's going on in that thumper. And all it takes is one to get popped up there, and it's going to suck it right out. You're not going to know.
Right.
You're not going to know.
You will eventually.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You will when it's too late, you know. So.
And that's another thing, too. You know, I know a lot of people don't like to run paste stills. Some of them are afraid to run paste stills. But, you know, at least worst case scenario, if something like that were to ever happen, you know, I mean, it's not necessary. It may not necessarily cause a bomb because what's it going to do? It's just going to lift the cap.
Yeah, right.
You might get a fireball, or it might blow a seam before the cap because your cap's so much stronger. But that is one of the plus sides that you're dealing with back pressure. You know, like you get a fireball instead of an explosion.
Now, if you got if you got that thing tri clamped on there, then you're going to have a problem.
Yep.
Because it's just going to blow eventually.
Yeah, it'll blow out somewhere. What's paste? You must be in a.
Hey Matt, you got that question? You care to answer that?
Matt left the chat.
You guys are the experts.
Matt just left the chat.
It's Play-Doh. I'm a Bennett.
It's just Play-Doh. So.
All right. Ain't nothing like a biscuit.
We won't keep y'all in here any longer, man. We just wanted to shoot the shit a little bit right before holidays. We hope everybody has a great Christmas. You know, it's time you just got to shoot the shit a little bit. We are coming back next Monday with Mr. Doug Taylor of Northern Yankee Moonshine down in Ripley, Ohio.
Hey, you got it right that time.
I did that time. Mr. Doug Taylor is going to be having his jar released Saturday, January 4th at Sugarlands in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. I believe the party starts at noon, and it's going to go on all night long. So I know several people from Ohio are going to help celebrate this momentous occasion for Doug. So congratulations, Doug. Well-deserved. I know you've waited a long, long time for it.
And if you're in the area of Ripley, be sure to check out Northern Yankee Moonshine. That's his legal distiller he's got up and running. And he does have that product already there.
I'm down in Southern Ohio. It's right in Southern Ohio.
Yep. Just across the river from Kentucky.
He does moonshine classes, too. Y'all get down there, and if you're wanting to learn, check him out.
Yep. I believe he's got an advanced class going on. Just look up Northern Yankee Moonshine. Get a hold of old Doug, man. He'll definitely take care of you. And, you know, Doug's a good feller, man. I like Doug. So
that he is.
Doug's good to talk to, man. I did an interview a long time with Doug. He's awesome.
As soon as we heard that his jar was getting released, I was on the phone. Like, hey, man, y'all know what this is, right? Like, you know how we do. Like, we got an Ohio feller that we love, big part of our community. If you can, let's go support him. So we're all trying to get down to support him.
We all there.
Yep.
We're all doing our best to try to get there. And you never know. We might even be able to get Sean to come along. So,
hell yeah, man. Know. So, not to hold it up or nothing, but.
Oh, we're all good.
Me and Doug's been going down to North or Maggie Valley for quite some time. And when this show came out, you know, we were talking. He's like, oh, you know, did you apply? I said, yeah. Well, you know, done the interviews and shit and all that. And he said, well, you hear anything back? I said, no. And same thing for him, man. And one day he called me. He goes, hey, you heard anything back? I said, no. He's like, well, I'm getting ready to go down there and film. I said, son of a bitch. Seriously? And he was like, yeah. So finally I got they called me and they were asking questions and shit. And I got to go ahead. And there was two groups. And he actually went down there and filmed right before I did. But like I got down there and then he was only there for another day and then he left and come back home. But
it was well, cool. You know, glad for him, man. Alfredo. I'm intrigued to try his Navy Strength rum.
Yeah.
We tried it off the still and you know, like I'm intrigued to try it after it's sat and
set, yeah.
Age because hell it's been aging over a year. Aging a year and a half. Over a year and a half, so
yeah,
I'm intrigued. I mean, Alfredo's
a good guy too.
Yeah, and yeah. So if you're going to be, I know we all talked about it last week that at over at seven or 8 o'clock at El Toro, I believe El Taco, yeah. El Taco, they're having that Shiner get together in Pigeon Forge Friday. So if you're going to be in the area, they got midget wrestling at 5. El
Matt,
Taco.
Matt, are you participating in that?
I'll be there. The wife's wanting to know if Bennett's showing up for the release. I should be asking questions here.
Bennett
ain't
going
to show
up for this one.
No, Bennett can't be there.
He wasn't there for mine, so I mean, you know. Just
true.
Just make it. Well, never mind. I can't spill the beans yet.
I guess if he ever becomes a master, he just won't be there for his.
No, that's the problem. If that was the case, I would certainly show up just because.
Oh, spite. Well played. Fucking spite, man.
Man, he does like spite up here, doesn't he?
It's spite sells. So old Scott Bryant said, did you guys see that Amanda Bryant is opening a distillery?
With, saw that.
North Georgia, right?
Yeah. I believe so. I don't know all the details. That today. I seen her opening in Virginia, so congratulations.
Yeah.
Y'all need anything? You want to come talk about it? Let us know.
But, oh, Bennett, you know I'm fucking with you, buddy.
He ain't. He ain't Bennett. He's dude. Yeah, he's a piece of shit. We all know it.
Well, yeah, I guess.
Yeah,
but see, I'm still fucking with you. I'm
a Zorg's piece of shit, an asshole. Fucking with you. Everybody's gonna go look up Zorg.
You talking about from the Toy Story Zorg?
No, the Fifth Element.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you fucking millennial.
Is that with Bruce Willis?
Yeah.
Goddamn.
All right, man. We'll... We're getting off topic. Y'all have a great night.
Hey, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Have a Merry Christmas.
Fucking Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
We'll see.